Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
Broadcasting live from where the Blue Ridge yawns its greatness. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
There is a new show coming on WCCP Saturday morning, Cinco de Mayo.
Kelly Gramick of the Kelly Gramick Show.
Yeah, you know who the sponsor of this thing is going to be?
Engineer Sleep.
Yeah. I think this is awesome. I'm hoping to still be in bed Saturday morning at 10 o'clock when it comes on. So I'm hoping to listen to the great sponsor of the show whenever in their product while I'm listening to the show. It's going to be awesome. So our great friends at Engineer Sleep, let them make your bed a custom designed bed. It's all about this awesome experience. Meredith and I really, truly enjoyed our experience. And I know this, we have given our full endorsement, our ringing endorsement to several of our friends, our family, for looking at who can do it and how they can do it. Look, they can ship it to you no matter where you live right now, because they did it for the Green Bay Packers. They did it for the Real Housewives. They've done it for NBA stars. Let them custom design, custom make a bed for you off of Congaree Road over in Greenville. Make your appointment if you're here locally. And let them do that. Don't forget to 10% off at engineersleep.com. Tony Morrell joins us from thebigspur.com. Hey, good morning, Tony. How you doing, man?
Doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Doing fantastic. We are in this evaluation period now. We've got these. It's crazy because we have official visits now, which is something we've never had before in the spring. It's really cool. I'll ask you about that in a second. But we also have kind of in this commitment window, and the Gamecocks picked up their 10th commitment. Tell us about the latest tight end and the newest Gamecock.
Yeah, four-star wide receiver tight end, Trayvon Kenyon, out of Monroe, North Carolina. He was in over the weekend on an unofficial visit, and I think he knew coming into that visit, as long as everything checked out, he'd planned to commit to South Carolina. He had originally planned to announce tomorrow, but went ahead and announced it on Sunday. He's about 6'4", 230 pounds, and is a guy South Carolina sees playing that Hayden Hurst type role in their offense, a guy that can give them some versatility and move around to different spots. But good athlete, guy who can make some things happen with the ball in his hands, and can be a tough matchup one-on-one depending on who's covering him. So he was one that they've been recruiting for a while, and they wanted a second tight end to go with Keyshawn Tony. They thought Tony's going to be more of a blocking tight end, probably going to play at 260-plus one day, and they wanted to add a more of a receiving threat to go with him in this class, and they felt like Kenyon fit the bill well.
So does this close the door on tight ends? Is there any oversign maybe possibilities in the future maybe at tight end?
Nah, I think this closes the door. I think they'll focus on other positions going forward. They really like Jake Fromm's brother out of the state of Georgia as well, but I can't see them taking three tight ends. I think two's been their plan, and I would think they would focus on the other needs going forward.
All right, now second commitment from the state of North Carolina. This class, last class, you got a couple from the Charlotte area in Gwynn and Sandage. These two are from the Charlotte area. I talked about it before, where really the Gamecocks can differentiate with the SEC, differentiate from North Carolina and NC State and Duke and Wake Forest and East Carolina and Appalachian State up there. I know we talked about it before, where it is a area that they like to emphasize more. Now you got to have ability up there, but it seems like they're doing really well in Charlotte. Does that continue? Talk about the importance of that, and also maybe even branching out more in the state of North Carolina.
I think it will continue. Bobby Bentley has really worked that area hard. He's done a good job of building some relationships with the high school coaches up there, and has really cultivated that area well. Kyle Krantz, who was promoted and landed the 10th assistant spot, is recruiting Eastern North Carolina for them. And is a guy that would really like to I think, make some inroads up there. He works extremely hard. He's obviously new to recruiting on the roads. It's going to take him a little bit of time, but I think he will. His efforts will pay off, just knowing how he's doing things and how much effort he's putting into it. Eric Wolford is recruiting in that area some. Lance Thompson is as well. So it definitely is a state they want to emphasize more in this class and going forward. But I think they really made a conscious decision to emphasize it more in the 2019 class because of how weak it is in state at this point for players. So I felt like obviously we're already emphasizing Georgia and Florida, but I think they've hit more areas in Florida in this class, more areas in North Carolina, and they've offered more players in the Virginia, D.C., Maryland area as well.
Speaking of the Charlotte area, the number one player in the country, according to some, Aquarius Couch was in Columbia this past weekend. Any news from the visit? How did it go?
It went well, from what I understand. We've not been able to reach him for his thoughts on the visit yet, but he came on Friday and spent the night and spent all day Saturday, didn't leave until Saturday evening. Just spent a lot of time with Bobby Bentley, with Will Muschamp, with Marcus Lattimore. I think they, laid out a plan for him on both sides of the ball, depending on what he decides to focus on at the college level from a position standpoint. It's been a little while since he's been on campus, and there were a couple of visits he had scheduled where he didn't make it in. So I think this was an important visit for South Carolina, and it needed to go well, and I think it did. I don't have a great sense of where South Carolina stands on his list. He seems to change his mind some. He's added some new schools. Florida State is now in the mix with Sam Howell and that whole connection to him. And, Tennessee, I think, has made some inroads with him. Clemson, of course, is in there. And so we'll just have to see how it plays out from here. I don't think he's close to a decision from what I've heard. But I think South Carolina did enough with him over the weekend to at least continue to be in the mix going forward, and we'll see where things go from here.
Any official visits, unofficial visit, any major storylines that come out of the weekend besides Crouch?
They had an offensive lineman from the state of Virginia, Ja'Kai Moore, was in. He's a three-star offensive guard. He's really impressive on film. He came into the visit favoring Penn State. And coming out of it, I think it was pretty even. I think South Carolina did a good job of at least closing the gap on Penn State some. With him being from Virginia, I think Penn State is certainly a big threat to land him in the end. But I think Eric Wolford did a good job of impressing him and has built a good relationship with him. I think they've gone back and forth on what they want to do. They want to take two more offensive linemen in this class. And, I think Warren McClendon and a tackle from the state of Georgia, and Antonio Wigan, a junior college offensive tackle, were the two they really had their eyes on. But they feel like Moore is good enough and versatile enough to, if he ends up wanting to come to South Carolina, they would take him. But we'll see where it goes. But they felt like they put their best foot forward with him and have a good story to tell.
Had a text message from Gamecock David saying that I can't find it on here now. He was in panic mode about LSU offering Helinski. Will that be an issue? I, at this point in time, that's not an issue, is it?
No, he's firmly committed. His family's moving with him to South Carolina. It's not an issue at all. So I wouldn't worry about that one.
Yeah, but you do have to talk people off the ledge. Yeah.
Yeah, in some cases, yeah. I think the one school to keep an eye on is Stanford. If they were to offer him and do it early enough to where his family had not already made commitments on this end in the house and that sort of thing, they could be a threat. I think that was his dream school from the beginning, and obviously the education they offer and that sort of thing. But right now, I think he's firmly committed to South Carolina, and I'd be surprised if anything changes there.
I don't know the answer to this. The window for official visits, does it stay open almost all summer? I know there's some times where we go totally dark, but can they have all month of May, maybe in June, of official visits?
I think so. I think the only time the window closes is during dead periods.
Yeah.
I could be wrong on that. I wouldn't bet a lot of money on me being correct on that, but I that's the way I understand it. I think that, I think South Carolina's approach to it has been they're trying to get the players that visit early are the ones that are either enrolling early or plan to make an early decision, this summer or before their senior season, that sort of thing. They'd rather not bring a guy in now who is going to go all the way to December or January before he makes his decision. So, sometimes that can be hard to balance, but that's the way they're trying to approach it.
What is next? So you think they'll continue to have official visits, but it'll be sprinkled like it kind of has been here in the first couple of weeks?
Yeah, with the exception of the first weekend in June, I guess the weekend of June 2nd, I think right now they have 8 or 9 guys coming in officially, all 4- and 5-star type guys for the most part. So Zach Pickens is visiting that weekend. Chris Steele out of California is coming that weekend. Joe Anderson out of the state of Tennessee. I don't have the complete list in front of me, but that's going to be their biggest weekend from just a pure talent standpoint, and certainly the biggest weekend they've had early in the process that I can remember. So, but other than that, I think they'll be sprinkled in with camp and things like that.
And we still have other cookouts and unofficial visits things lined up, and the calendar still, I think, we sprinkle with that. And also, you guys are on the road, right? There's no other storylines. Did we know any major storylines? Did you learn anything about the priority of guys or the strategy of when they go in and do this May evaluation period or this spring evaluation period?
As far as when they go see certain guys?
Yeah, as far as, like the strategy of, Zach Pickens is a big deal there, right? So do you go early with him and late with him, or do you go, you wait till they actually start spring practice? There's a little bit of different strategies of why you go see guys when.
Yeah, I think it varies from player to player. But I think they want to try to see as many players as they can in spring practice. To see them in person, make sure they're still, progressing the way you want them to as players. But also get that visit where you evaluate their academics and make sure everything's on track, to close out their sophomore, junior year, whatever the case may be. So there's definitely some strategy there. But I know that they put a lot of emphasis on seeing players in person as often as they can, especially getting a chance to watch them work out. So I think that's a big part of when they go see them.
We had, since we last talked, linebacker that had to give up football from a medical condition standpoint. Was that Bowen, maybe, that had to give up?
Yeah, Devon Bowen.
Yeah. What does that mean? How big of a deal was that?
I don't think it was a huge deal from a linebacker standpoint. But certainly you're happy for him that it was discovered early enough in his career to where he didn't have any sort of paralysis or long-term neck issues, but they discovered that the risk was pretty high for him, and he decided to retire from football, but we'll be able to stay on scholarship, finish his degree at South Carolina, but not count against the 85 scholarships allowed. So I think in some ways it ended up being a win-win for both sides, and that'll open up another spot in the 2019 class for South Carolina.
Does it open up another necessary linebacker spot in the class?
I don't think so, because I think they've known this was coming. Basically, their approach at linebackers, they're either going to take 3 linebackers and 1 buck in this class, or 2 linebackers and 2 bucks, depending on who the players are and the timing of their commitments and things like that. So I don't think it's going to change the overall numbers there. I think they had an idea this was coming for a couple of weeks, but it could make it more likely that they take 3 linebackers and 1 buck versus the other way around.
I know that your average or your ardent listener and your diehard knows it, but for those that don't in South Carolina's system, what kind of player, who fits in that buck kind of mold that you're talking about?
Well, I think it's the guys that are in that, typically 6'2" to 6'4", 250, 260 range, guys that can play standing up, but also have the skill set where they can walk up and put their hand on the ground and rush the passer, or you know, set the edge things. You know, guys like DJ Wonnum, I think, is probably the best example of that sort of player in Will Muschamp's system at South Carolina. You know, it's an important position for them because it gives them a lot of flexibility in you know, they may show a three-man front to a quarterback and then walk the buck up and put his hand down just before the snap and can change the look of the defense pretty quickly. So, it's definitely an important position for them in each class. And Mike Peterson has done a really good job, I think, of developing those guys and getting a good group of guys ready for the future.
Finally, what's coming up on the website? It is it's an interesting time of year, and I know there's always news and developments. What's on thebigspur.com?
Yeah, we're going to continue to have more recruiting information throughout the week. Baseball team seems to have found some momentum, and John Whittle's doing a great job with that. Summer camps will be here before you know it. Should be a busy month throughout the month of May, and things should pick up even more in the month of June. So, be a great time for anyone out there listening who's considering it to join the site. Just go to thebigspur.com and you can sign up pretty quickly.
As usual, always appreciate it, man. Let's talk next week. Who knows? Might have some more news next week, breaking stuff for us. So always appreciate it. Look forward to it. Great work on the website again, buddy.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mickey.
All right. Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Speaking of Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Let them do your garage floor. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. These people are amazing. They're awesome. Their products are awesome. They're good people anyway, and they have a great product. But I love the fact that they don't just rest on their laurels. They don't just sit back and just do the same thing and what. They keep getting better and better and better. I've done two garage floors with them now, and the second was better than the first one. They're on like their eighth different polymer. They keep improving this product and keep making it last longer and look better and perform better. More slip resistant, more stain resistant, you know, better polymers, better solid epoxy. It's our great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. This morning, if there is a person out there who has never seen one of these garage floors, this morning, when you get out of your car, when you're on a computer at work, just check out CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. This morning, call Tim Worley, 404-8158, and make a no-obligation phone call and set an appointment up to let them just come by and to let them show you what they do and how they do it and really give you an estimate on your size garage and if they can help you. I love it. It's our great friends, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Call them today, 404-8158, CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. We have open phone lines when we come back with Zach Orr, Mickey Potter, more after this.
First Baptist Church in Simpsonville is hosting their annual Skeet Shoot Fellowship on May 5th. For $10 per person, you can take part in the Skeet, Archery, and Turkey Shoot events. There's no charge for children 12 and under and non-shooters. There'll be a raffle for outdoor items as well. May 5th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at 2153 Fairview Road in Fountain Inn. For more information, log on to fbsimpsonville.org.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Retirement Funding Advisors works with you to ensure the smooth and consistent operation of your retirement plan. A qualified retirement plan is a valuable benefit, from attracting new employees to showing your employees that you care. A great retirement plan is a rewarding experience for everyone. A successful retirement plan meets the needs of your employees by giving them the tools to save for retirement. Get all the help you need with Retirement Funding Advisors by calling 864-252-4694.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/radio. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/radio. That's LightStream.com/radio. LightStream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.5% auto pay discount available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. That's LakesideLodgeClemson.com.
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money.
That puts me in a good mood over there. You know Ray Charles does it for me.
I know it.
Remember this number, 888-407-SAFE or info@priorityonesecurity.com. That's the number one. Trust in them. If you're looking for solutions with your residential security, I had a friend yesterday, or someone we know yesterday, that someone tried to, like, he came out and someone was in his garage trying to steal stuff.
Hate to see that.
Now, they caught the perps. And they're going to be going away for a long time. And this is in like a really good neighborhood. And what they were going and checking cars and stuff like that and saw this garage door open that he opened up just a couple minutes earlier. And they're in there. So, man, and he's got a wife and kids. So protect your family. Protect your home. Do it with Priority One Security. This is a really cool deal. I like their frequently asked questions segment where you can ask and a lot of questions are answered. If you have a question that is not on there, they'd love for you to call them 888-407-SAFE or info@priorityonesecurity.com. For the most part, everything that I can think of is answered in the frequently asked questions stuff. But if not, call them, email them, check out their website, priorityonesecurity.com. That's the number one, priority, the number one, security.com. We have it here. I've got it in my home. It's good people, good stuff. Text message, Twitter, and phone calls. Phone calls are always priority, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Told you every phone call, every text that we can say on the air gets on the air, or every tweet we can say gets on the air. So let's get some Twitter stuff now. Ready?
Let's do it.
Travis writes in that Matt Miller's 2019 mock draft has all four defense lines first round, so he's all over the place. He said yesterday he's here and they're overrated. And then he's here. Now he's got them all in their mock draft for his 2019 mock draft in the first round. Which one is it, Mr. Miller? Which one is it? Skip writes in. do forget that large purse involved in the Wells Fargo. $7 million, 1.3 to the winner. I think that's large, but I don't think that's why they come. It's a great golf course, good condition, major championship, gets them ready. And it comes at a really good time in the schedule, I think.
I bet you the money has a little bit to do with it.
Yeah, but Phil Mickelson's not playing for money. Tiger Woods not money.
Phil Mickelson is a degenerate gambler. I'm sure he's playing for money.
Very good. MJK, very good tweeter, says two things. Number one, Texas recruits DBs and didn't have enough offensive linemen to play both sides of the spring game, so pump the brakes a little bit. Number two, stop apologizing for Georgia. Not sure why DC is surprised. Hands are not great. He's meaning Deion Kane. Doesn't aggressively attack the football, which partly explains why he doesn't win a lot of 50-50 balls. I agree with that. 50-50 balls are 50-50 balls with him, not 80-20 balls. I'm not apologizing for Georgia. Georgia's recruited well. I just think, here's my thing about Texas. And again, I don't think it's this year. I don't look for Texas to win the Big 12 this year. I don't think Texas is going to win the national championship this year. I just think that the way they recruited last year, and I just think that with Tom Herman, I can see this thing turning out really good for Texas. It's more of a projection. We had some people, Mr. Orr 24, that kind of got on me a little bit about projecting that. And I think they are right about that, about me kind of jumping the gun a little bit with Texas, saying that it's not about recruiting, it's about other things too. And they're exactly right. I have no problem with that. They're exactly right. With that said, Texas is building, and it is about recruiting. And if you remember last year in this class, Texas was, let me make sure I'm right with saying this, Texas was fourth in the country last year in recruiting. And this year so far, Texas is, and had a lot of commitments so far. They only have four commitments so far. They're 26. But Texas is coming. That's my point. I don't think they're there yet. This is a projection, I believe. Two phone calls in this segment. Let me get Will in Walhalla before we get to Chad in Columbia. Hey, good morning, Will in Walhalla. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call. Mickey, I wanted to talk a little bit about Georgia football. Georgia's, certainly I think the projection is on the rise. I tend to look at college football, the modern era, and I start that in 1936 with the AP poll. And there are 19 teams that have won two or more national championships, AP-wise. Georgia is not one of them. I don't consider all the 19 teams that have won multiple national championships to be in the elite. But another thing I look at, too, I think we're in the playoff era. And I think that's probably going to be here for a long time. And I know Clemson came out with a shirt when they won the Natty Championship. They said that they were proven. I think until Georgia wins the Natty, they're not proven. Now, I think they're going to be a good team this year. They might win it. But until they do that in the playoff format, I don't think you can consider them proven. So Ohio State, Florida State, Alabama twice, and Clemson have won it. And interested in seeing what you think and hearing what you think in regards to Georgia.
Well, that's very good points. I appreciate the phone call. I always enjoy talking to you. Call me more often. On the proven thing, Florida State was not in the playoffs. Florida State was not in the college football playoffs. They were right before that, right? And the proven thing, it's been, or in the playoff thing, it's been Alabama twice, Clemson once, and Ohio State once. I think I'm right about saying that. We've had four playoffs, and those are the ones that have won it there. As far as the teams that made the playoffs now, Michigan State's made it, Washington's made it, Oklahoma's made it a couple times, Clemson's made it three times, Alabama's all four times, Georgia's once, Oregon and Florida State both made it once. So that's where that is. As far as the AP National Championships, like he said, you don't consider to winning two in there, you don't consider those guys still there because Pittsburgh won it twice in 37 and 76. Army won it twice in 44 and 45. Minnesota won it four times, 36, 40, 41, and 60. This is the AP National Championship teams. So I wouldn't consider any of those like in there. But now you know, you start getting on up there. Here's the teams that won it, the AP National Championships. You ready? Alabama, 11. Notre Dame, 8. Oklahoma, 7. Miami, Ohio State, Southern Cal, 5. Nebraska, Minnesota, 4. Florida State, Florida, Texas, 3. Clemson, Army, LSU, Michigan, Penn State, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and Auburn, 2. So, Georgia is not currently where Alabama is. They're not where Clemson is, and over the last 5 years hadn't been there. But in the end, they're coming. Robert and Clemson said Florida State made the first playoff and lost to Oregon. They did. I said that. They didn't win the national championship in the playoff era. They made the playoff once, as Oregon did. Then Oregon.
They were the last team to win the BCS championship.
Were they last? They won the last one of those?
I believe so.
Yeah. In 2013. And then in 14, Ohio State won. In 15, Alabama won. And Clemson won in 16. Alabama won in 17. That's where we are with that.
Clemson in 18.
And 19 and 20. Chad is in Columbia, 654 Roar. Good morning, Chad.
Hey, Nick. About Moreau, he's gotten better, I guess. But one thing that I just question is this. You know, they tout this Marcus Lattimore guy with cornrows. And, you know, as football development, hey, you know, we're preparing you for life after football. Well, Nick, does that include all the kids they call out that, you know, aren't good enough or aren't making a difference? I mean, you know, they're on pace to sign 25 this year. That's 96 kids in 4 years. I mean, compare that to Clemson, we're on pace to sign like 77. And so when you talk about preparing them for life after football, are they? Or is that just, you know, smoke and mirrors?
You know, health-wise, like this kid, if he had a major injury, aren't they preparing for life after football?
I mean, Nick, he calls it a win-win for both. I mean, that clearly means you're calling him out, right? Or the guy wasn't going to be a difference maker.
Yeah, that.
I mean,
that,
just the culture is just unbelievably different. I mean, it's just there's no deniability. I mean, Dabo doesn't cut kids. And I think some Clemson fans, like myself, probably wishes we would be a little more aggressive in roster management if kids aren't going to make a difference. But, you know, Dabo just got, you know, Jeff Scott says it all the time. Hey, Dabo tells us if we take a kid, it's on us. Like, if we miss on somebody, it's on the assistant coach, it's not on the kid. And we're not going to penalize the kid for that. Yeah, that just doesn't happen at Alabama. It doesn't happen at. It's certainly going to happen with South Carolina and Mustang, but the thing that just bothers me is Alabama doesn't tout, hey, we're making a difference, you know, preparing you for life after football, right? South Carolina is trying to be like Shasta brand Clemson and do it, but it's just total fake news. But the other thing I have for you, man, is on this Georgia stuff, I mean, I probably disagree. I mean, you know, this is a team that absolutely got railroaded by Auburn, you know, leading into the playoff, and then got lucky with a you know, Auburn's kind of beat up in the SEC championship game. And I totally realized that they're recruiting at an unbelievably high level. And I totally realized that they play in an absolute worst division in college football. But, you know, I want to see them do it. Because, I mean, you know, Kirby's the type of guy to me that's going to come out with an 8-5 year this year. And I could be wrong because the schedule's so weak, but I just want to see him prove it first. And the other thing I have for you, the guy that just called, I actually like that call. But, Mick, I can't say the modern era college football is before segregation, right, or during segregation. And so, to me, when I look at the modern era football, I think anything after integration and I just handle it.
Thanks, Chad. I appreciate the phone call. You know, modern era, you know, how that works out, I don't know when you started. I mean, Zach, it starts later for you than it does for me, right? I mean, I remember watching Tom Osborne and Barry Switzer go at it. Mm-hmm. 74, 75, 76, and so, you know, some of those. So that's modern to me, you know. I don't know when all that starts.
It's a moving target.
Georgia last year signed 8 5-stars. They signed 2 5-star running backs in James Cook and Zamir White. They signed 2 5-star offensive linemen in Cade Mays and Jamari Sawyer. They signed 2 5-star defensive ends in Brenton Cox and Adam Anders. They signed a 5-star quarterback in Justin Fields, a 5-star cornerback in Tyson Campbell. They signed this unbelievable class last year to go on top of the 2017 class. I warned you of this, folks. I told you what was happening. The state of Georgia had 2 5-stars in the year before, Isaiah Wilson and Jake Fromm. I warned you that, that Georgia is recruiting at a very, very high level, and it's just going to get better for Georgia. This is more of a projection, maybe more than anything else. 3 5 stars the year before that, including Miko Hardeman and Isaac Nauta. Georgia's coming. So make no mistake about that. Georgia is coming. Here's what I would disagree with. He said 8-5 this year. Like, where's Georgia's 5 losses come from this year?
I have no idea. I thought that was kind of a high number.
So I'll ask you this, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. I'm going to give you the game. You tell me any chance at all they lose the game.
Okay.
Austin Peay.
No chance.
At South Carolina.
Well,
I think that's a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they turned the ball over.
Okay.
Middle Tennessee State at home.
No chance.
At Missouri.
No chance.
Tennessee at home.
No chance.
Vanderbilt at home.
No chance.
At LSU.
Chance.
I agree. Open date. Florida down in Jacksonville.
You can always lose the open date.
All Georgia does.
Mm-hmm.
Florida and Jacksonville.
Chance.
I agree. At Kentucky.
No chance.
Auburn at home.
Chance.
UMass at home.
No chance.
Georgia Tech at home.
Chance.
8-5. But that's losing that's losing every chance you had to lose, you lose.
Yeah.
South Carolina, LSU, Florida, Auburn, and Georgia Tech. There's no way they All right, now, win game quickly for Georgia. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Austin Peay.
Win.
At South Carolina.
Win.
Middle Tennessee State.
Win.
At Missouri.
Win.
Tennessee.
Win.
Vanderbilt.
Win.
At LSU.
Win.
Florida.
Loss.
In Jacksonville?
In Jacksonville.
Not happening.
Loss.
At Kentucky?
Win.
Auburn?
Loss.
UMass?
Win.
Georgia Tech?
Win.
I'm going 11-1. You're going 10-2. I don't know who they're going to lose to. They'll lose one to schedule.
Schedule. The schedule.
Schedule. Quickly before a break.
Quickly.
Royal Philpott says Oklahoma is elite, 5-star program. I agree.
I disagree. They have not won a playoff game.
They have not.
They have not won a playoff game.
They've been twice, though.
Been twice. Haven't won.
And they've won a ton of Big 12 championships.
If you can go to the dance, but if you didn't dance with anybody, would you really go to the dance?
If only 4 people go to the dance.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if only 4 people go to the dance... And you went twice in 4 years. So, in other words, only a potential 16 teams go, and you got 2 of the 16 spots in there.
Listen, I went to my 5th and 6th grade dance, but it doesn't mean I danced at those dances.
What'd you do?
I was there both years.
What'd you do?
I don't know. Not much.
Here's what I'm telling you.
I hated dances in middle school.
Here's what I'm telling you. They hadn't won it since 2000. I'll give you that. But they have won... The Big 12. Let me get the Big 12 championships in here. Man, they got a long history.
They're lucky I don't throw them down to 3 stars.
Really? No, you mean they're at least 4.
They're a 4 star. They're a 4.5. I think they're right there.
4.5. Them in Georgia. You were giving them some through all that. As far as Big 12 championships, I'm trying to find this in there. Can't find it. There you go. List of football championships. They've won the Big 12 in 17, 16, 15, 12, 10, 8, 7, 6, 4, 2, and 2000. Since 2000, in 18 years, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They won 11 of the 18. That's pretty good, buddy. They've won double-digit games. Let me make sure I'm right with saying that here. 12-1 last year, 13-1. They've won at least 10 games in every year but 2014, going back to 2005, I think it is. So in like 12 of the last 13 years, they've won double-digit games.
What's the common denominator between the top 3 teams that we have in this ranking?
Natty.
They've recently won national titles.
Yeah. Those three teams have won three of the last, three teams won the last four national championships.
That's what it is.
I don't disagree with you.
Hey, listen, it's a good little team out there in Norman.
I don't disagree
with you. They're a feisty little bunch, but they're a four-star team.
Four and a half.
They're a four and a quarter.
Yeah, I'll give them that. 4.1 is better than 4.0.
4.05.
I want to tell you about our friends over at Trail, TRETHEL.com, 800-319-7006. The friends at Utica Baptist Church are certainly proud of this. They've got this 10,000 square foot, two-story addition going on there. That they're you know, things are great over in Seneca with that one. I want you to go to find out more. I'm on their website right now, find out more about their testimonials. And I mentioned this one day last week that when you read testimonials, and I've gone to their office and I've seen this folder full of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of letters of recommendation from these people. And I flipped through them and there's stuff like saved our project, a project done on time, on budget, our great relationships. They team with us. I love this one. I didn't hear this one until the last time when they said Mr. Workman talked about how they shepherd you through the building process, and because they do this all the time and you don't do this all the time. So I love what they do and how they do it. If you have a building in mind, the time to call is way before in the planning stages and let them take care of that, like early, 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 to take full advantage of that. It is our terrific friends at Trail. Your next building, give them a shot at just, you know, maybe building it for you. 800-319-7006, TRETHEL.com. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Final segment of the show right after this.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more, or go online, cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
It's auction time. Saturday, May 5th, Johnny King Auctioneers returns to Hollis Jackson Farm in Inman, South Carolina. Selling farm and construction equipment, cars, trucks, golf carts, tools, and more. Anyone can buy or sell. Visit jkauctions.com for details and photos. Check the website daily for updates. Bid live at the auction or online from anywhere you have a connection. That's Saturday, May 5th at 566 Edwards Road in Inman, South Carolina. Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together. Go Tigers!
Check out the new cellular store in Easley. Total Wireless is a buffet of cellular phones and cellular plans. You get the luxury of comparing the Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile networks and plans at easy-to-use and informative kiosks. You can keep your number and keep your phone. Bring it in and see the many different options that are available to you by the four providers. Total Wireless can also repair your phone, iPad, and computer as well. And the best part are the people. So check out Total Wireless on 123 Bypass in Easley.
So, who did you wake up with? It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Granger Nissan of Anderson, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Let them take care of you. You know, what's cool is you can book your service appointment online. And that makes it easy. You have records of it. That makes it easier. And you can go in there and find out their hours and their directions there and how to contact them. And you can schedule those appointments. You can talk about pre-qualifying and for loans and financing and all their great specials. They've got a ton of pre-owned, certified pre-owned, and a ton of new cars and trucks and SUVs on there now. You can get in touch with the sales office at 864-324-0650. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers and home of the Playball Kids. Some great friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson, 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Your hometown dealer and your family dealer. We love those folks. Good people over there at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Check them out online first, GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. We have a couple things here, buddy, in the final segment. Getting you ready for what's going on. Tonight in the NBA, you have Cavs and Toronto game one and New Orleans and Golden State game two. Curry, there's talk of Curry coming back tonight. See if Steph comes back tonight. You didn't stay up last night to watch Las Vegas beat San Jose 3-2 in overtime. But tonight you've got Caps and Pens game three. You've got Preds and Jets game three. And both those series are knotted up at a game apiece right now. So that's what's going on tonight. No Clemson baseball tonight. Kind of strange to get a Tuesday night. But remember, exam week coming on for this week, for that one. And I'd imagine that this is the case. I don't know this is the case, but I imagine this is the case. William Quackenbush is in a good mood this morning. Romeo Langford, the nation's top unsigned senior, is staying at home. He is going to play for Indiana in basketball, 6'5 shooting guard from New Albany High School, ranked number 5 in 2018 class, chose Indiana over Kansas and Vanderbilt. So Quack's in a better mood coming out of all that. I guess, though, the bad part of it is once he goes to Indiana, all the referees will be against him. And
oh.
It crushes falls.
Hey.
I didn't talk 2019 draft.
No, we didn't do that. We didn't do position worriedness, weaknesses, whatever you call it.
I love all that stuff, man. We're eventually going to get to that. All right?
Eventually.
In
2019.
Yeah. Have you kept up with all of the mock draft stuff that you've seen?
For 2019?
Yeah.
The mock draft?
Yeah, I started looking at it a little bit.
No, I have not.
Dexter Lawrence, number 3. And this is CBSSports.com. Dexter Lawrence, number 3. Cleveland Farrell, number 4. They had, this is CBS, had Christian Wilkins, number 14.
Yeah.
And it had Debo Samuel, number 21. And they had Austin Bryant, number 28, 4 defensive linemen, top 28 picks of the draft. That's from CBSSports.com. We'll get more into this tomorrow.
I just don't want to live in a world where we have to talk about those 4 guys leaving.
But, you know what?
Yeah, I get it. There's great guys behind them.
Right.
But that is going to be a brutal conversation.
It is. But, you know, the good news is you got Xavier Thomas and KJ Henry and Josh Belk and Niles Pinckney, those guys. SB Nation has Dexter Lawrence going number one next year.
How about that?
They have Christian Wilkins going number six next year. Cleveland Farrell going number seven next year. You imagine four of the top seven picks, Clemson defensive linemen next year. Also in that round, Austin Bryant, number 27, and Mitch Hyatt, number 31. So five Clemson Tigers in their draft next year, in their first round next year. That's SB Nation. We'll talk a lot more about that on tomorrow's show. In our Brady's Accident Forgiveness Award, I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. And I call him at 292-3001. I can email him at bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forget someone sports every single day. Today, I am going to forgive two different people. Number one, Elliot on our Twitter. When we say every text gets on the air, so Elliot tweets at us, so you're telling me this pointless tweet gets on the air. Yes.
Gotcha, Elliot. Good. Showed you.
Good. No, he did good, man. He asked that, and as a result, yeah. So that got on the air. Every tweet gets on the air. Everyone that we can say gets on the air. You know, a little profanity-laced thing, we don't really do that. But yes, that gets on the air. Or should I say? Stuff, yeah. Yes.
We had a guy that you have blocked on Twitter that I have not.
Which one is that?
I don't know. Some guy.
I accidentally blocked one guy, and I think I blocked somebody else.
He tweets at me on occasion when he gets upset with you. It's like, show this to Plyler. No.
I would not block you if you did not use profanity. I would never block someone, but I block porn stars but the porn stuff that comes on there, and anybody who uses profanity, because I got little kids, man. I got, you know, 12,000 followers of little kids on there, or you know, young people and women following. I don't want to have bad language on there. So if you, as long as you use appropriate language, and by the way, if I've blocked you, send it to Zach. I'll unblock you if you promise to use better language next time.
No, do not send it to me. I don't care about your little tiffs on Twitter.
No, I'm not having a tiff. I'm just telling you that if you use profanity.
Sure.
And because I've got a bunch, like, my family's on there, man. My little nieces are on there following me. So I don't want them to have to read bad language. Okay?
No, you don't need that.
They're going to find it out, I guess. But I'm not on my Twitter site. They're not. So you use bad language, I'll ban you. I'll get rid of you. If you don't, if you promise not to, I'll put you on there. So find a way, email me, and I'll add you back. All right? Simple as that.
You can't do that.
One guy says he didn't use bad language on there. He said, you blocked me, and I didn't use profanity. But I'm telling you, the only way I did is if you used something that shouldn't have been said on there, like some sort of profanity.
Like if you disagreed with him in any way, shape, or form, blocked you.
No, people disagree all the time, and that's fine. But if you use some sort of profanity on there, I'm going to block you. I'm sorry. Or if you're a porn star. And the gentleman sent me this. I don't think he's a porn star, or else he'd be out unemployed.
Yeah, you'd be arguing with him at 3:30 in the morning on Twitter. It'd be crazy.
Ouch. Very ouch on that one, buddy. We finish things up, as we always do, on our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, the number is 939. Why is that number relevant to you on May 1st, 2018?
939?
Yep.
I don't know.
Good guess. May 1st, 1991, Ricky Henderson stole his 939th base, becoming the all-time leader in stolen bases, passing Lou Brock.
Ricky B. Ricky.
Ricky, right, Ricky B. Ricky.
That's just Ricky B. Ricky. Today, I'm the greatest. My two-minute drill brought to you by AirDude.com. For all real estate needs, there's one guy in Clemson who's been there for 20 years, be here for 20 more, and anything you need, I don't care what it is. You know, full-service real estate company.